Today, from the Education Desk, we have a book review from the president of Chicago's Governor State University. Elaine Maimon tells us about the undergraduate experience, focusing institutions on what matters most. It's written by several authors, including Peter Felton and John Gardner. She says the book is concise and highly readable and provides guidance to those who work in higher ed.
I would also recommend this book to the general public, especially for those who are selecting colleges for themselves or for family members. Forget the U.S. News and World Report rankings. These are compiled for the major purpose of selling magazines. The undergraduate experience, on the other hand, enumerates the defining features of colleges and universities dedicated to student success. In the first chapter, entitled What Matters Most, the authors outline a common set of commitments, as they call it, that make institutions exemplary. Here are a few of those commitments. 1. Learning matters. That means institutions encourage active learning, and that's sometimes called high-impact practices. 2. Relationships matter. Institutions understand that students need mentors. 3. Expectations matter. Institutions expect excellence from faculty, staff, and students. Improvement matters. Institutions intelligently assess student progress and their own. Leadership matters. Institutions empower employees and students to demonstrate leadership through a shared vision and sense of purpose. I suggest that parents and students look for these attributes as they do their higher education research. Academic readers can use these commitments as touchstones for their institution's overall performance. If a college or university is mentioned in the undergraduate experience, by all means, put that name on your short list. Full disclosure, Governor State University is described as an exemplary university in the undergraduate experience. You can find additional materials on topics in the undergraduate experience at their website, www.theundergraduateexperience.org.
Elaine Maimon of Governor State University, reviewing the book, The Undergraduate Experience, Focusing Institutions on What Matters Most for Illinois Edition. Maimon and I spoke about how the book relates to Illinois in particular. One thing you mentioned in your review was the importance of active learning. That's kind of a phrase that sounds great, but what does it mean exactly?
Students are not sitting passively. They are involved in their education, and that can take a various forms. The whole idea of writing across the curriculum, and I am an English professor and proud to be one of the founders of this movement, means that writing is used as a tool of learning. Students would be writing a summary of a point that a professor has made, or students will be writing drafts, reading drafts of papers, and that's just one example. Other forms of active learning include internships, research partnerships between faculty and students, and ways that students are really involved in the learning process. And I can just give you an anecdote. When I was first a young professor, a senior professor said to me, Elaine, I don't think that students remember very much of what I tell them, but I think they remember a great deal of what they tell me.
And so what do you attribute? You mentioned in the book, Governor State University in Illinois has good rankings. What do you attribute that to?
Well, we're really the only public university in Illinois that the book singles out, although I must say that my public university colleagues do a very good job, too. But we have been very intentionally restructuring our full undergraduate program to take into account these high-impact practices, as they are called, that active learning, you know, the idea of internships, writing across the curriculum, students actively engaged in their learning, is something that pervades everything we do at Governor State University.
And what do you suggest to parents and students, especially maybe parents who have a few years, maybe even several years, to start planning for college? What kind of things should they be keeping on the radar when it comes to higher ed?
They should take a look at the commitment that a university is making to the first year program, the freshman program. At Governor State University, you may not really see this as, you know, being special, but it is. Every single freshman course is taught by a full-time faculty member. And that means that faculty member is committed to the students, that faculty member is here on campus to work with students individually, not just in office hours, but in other kinds of activities. And that kind of commitment is extremely important. Also, we're a regional public university, but we keep our freshman classes small. Our English composition class is limited to just 18 students. That's phenomenal, because that gives the students a chance not just to learn to write, but to do critical thinking. And no freshman class has more students than 30. So I would say to parents and to students, take a look at that commitment. Will the first year be taught by part-time people, some of whom very well-meaning, but they're busy and they're on the highway a lot? Look for that full-time commitment to that incredibly important first year.
What about the faculty ratio? Obviously, in Illinois, there's been some layoffs due to the budget impasse, and that could be affecting things. But ideally, what should the faculty to student ratio be?
Well, faculty-student ratio is not always the coin of the realm, because there are various assignments made to faculty. But let me address the budget issues in Illinois and how we are able to put students first, even with tremendous challenges that the state has put before us. What we are doing is we're any cuts that we're making, and we're making some, and we have terrible deferred maintenance issues. We used money last year, since we had a 70% cut in our appropriations in fiscal year 16. We decided we cannot burden students with this, even though that can make more dramatic stories to tell on the radio. But what we did instead is that we didn't repair a water main. We have $6.5 million liability. If that explodes, we're going to have a Niagara Falls here on campus, and we're taking a risk there. But we're putting that money into making sure that students have full-time faculty members teaching them and that they're learning in small classes. I think that this book is really, it's very readable and interesting book. And the purposes that I mentioned in terms of figuring out how to apply for colleges, what colleges should be on the top of the list. But there's more to it also. The principles of what matters most at running universities can also be applied to businesses and to really most endeavors. The whole idea of learning matters, relationships matter, and the other principles that the book overviews. I think that readers could enjoy the book for many different purposes.